Thank you. You were just listening to Sibilla Mallorquina, anonymous Spanish music from the 15th century. In our performance, Montserrat Figuera sang the Song of Sibyl along with members of La Capella Real de Catalunya, conducted by Jordi Savall. Once again, that was anonymous music, and very haunting anonymous music, from 15th century Spain. Good morning. The time is 7 minutes after 10 on Wednesday, the 22nd of December, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey, community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online at www.wprb.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and will be with you today all the way until 1 p.m. Well, today is the final program of my Christmas trilogy entitled A Medieval Renaissance and Baroque Christmas. Up until 1 p.m., today we are listening to nothing but early Christmas music. Thank you so much for joining me, and happy holidays to you all. Classical Discoveries goes avant-garde, will return next Wednesday, and will be extended all the way until 1 p.m. In about an hour from now, we will be listening to a complete performance of the Christmas Oratorio by German composer Johann Mattheson. However, before we get to that, let us go to this. That was the Canzona La Quarta by one of the finest Italian organists of his time, Josefo Guami, who lived from around 1540 until 1611. You heard members of HR Brass, conducted by Edward Tarr. Any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Also, you can become a friend of the program you are listening to right now, Classical Discoveries, on Facebook. Just go to the homepage of my website and click the link on the left side of the page, Become a Program Fan. My website address is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. Later this hour, we will be listening to a Magnificat setting by the Spanish composer Cristobal de Morales from the Renaissance. For now, though, we hear the Ave Maria by the 17th century Dutch composer Herman Hollanders as performed by Capella Breda, conducted by Daan Maneke. Ave Maria. That was the Ave Maria of the 17th century Dutch composer Herman Hollanders, as performed by Capella Breda, conducted by Daan Maneke. But we are going to proceed now to a work of Andreas Hackenberger, who lived from 1574 until 1627. He was born in Germany, but spent much of his life in Poland as a singer and conductor. We listen now to In Nativitate of Andreas Hackenberger, as performed by Schola Cantorum Genuensis, conducted by Jan Łukaszewski.
Thank you.
Jan Łukaszewski just conducted Schola Cantorum Gennarensis in music of Andreas Hockenberger, who lived from 1574 until 1627. He was born in Germany, but spent much of his life in Poland. You are listening to his In Nativitate. We move on now to a selection of French composer Antoine Brumel. He lived from 1460 until 1512. We listen to his motet, Nato Canunt Omnia, as performed by the Orlando Consort on a Harmonia Mundi compact disc titled Medieval Christmas. Music once again of French composer Antoine Brumel.
Annuntio Vani,
Domini,
Domini,
That was the motet Nato Canunt Omnia by Antoine Brumel, who lived from around 1460 until 1512. You heard the Orlando Concert on a Harmonium Mundi CD titled Medieval Christmas. Actually, that piece was more in the Renaissance, but a good title and a good work all the same. We go now to a pair of motets of Richard Deering, who lived from around 1580 until 1630. Although Deering was an English composer, he worked in the southern part of Netherlands for most of his life. Our motets are titled Quem Viristis Pastores and Panis Angelicus. We hear the choir of Clare College Chapel, conducted by Timothy Brown.
Amen.
You were just listening to a pair of motets of English composer Richard Deering. He lived from around 1580 until 1630. The motets were titled Quem Viristis Pastores and Panis Angelicus. You heard the choir of Clare College Chapel, conducted by Timothy Brown. The time is 10:37, and we move now to a Magnificat setting by Spanish composer Cristobal de Morales, who lived from around 1500 until 1553, and is considered to be the most influential Spanish composer before Victoria. Cristobal de Morales wrote many masses as well as over 100 motets and 18 settings of the Magnificat. Our setting of the Magnificat will be performed by the Freiburg Vocal Ensemble. Once again, this is music of Spanish composer Cristobal de Morales.
Magnificat, anima mea Dominum.
You were just listening to one of the 18 Magnificat settings of Spanish composer Cristobal de Morales, who lived from around 1500 until 1553. You heard the Freiburg Vocal Ensemble, along with organist Bernhard Marx. Music, once again, of Cristobal de Morales. Where we go now to the hymn Ave Maria Stella by the Italian composer Bonifacio Graziani.